Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We know that you are God and you remain the same. You say you are God and you change not. You bless people in olden days, you are blessing your people today. You healed, you deliver in days gone by. Lord, tonight is declared as a night of supernatural deliverance for everyone. And I pray, Lord, everyone, man, woman, boy, girl, young, old, old-timers and newcomers, tonight will be a special night for everyone in Jesus' name. Lord, we're going to lay hold on your word tonight. We know that everyone is going to be made whole. In every hall and outside, in the children's section, youth section, campus section, everywhere, language section. Oh Lord, I pray you will do wonders tonight in Jesus' name. And with all our brothers and sisters who are connected with us in this country, Nigeria, outside Nigeria, every country in Africa, outside Africa, those who are connected tonight, oh Lord, I just pray you will touch everyone. You will turn everybody around. Nobody will go out empty-handed in Jesus' name. Tonight, we lay hold on this word. We're going to be made whole. We know you've done it already. We're asking, Lord, that your blessing will overflow in every life. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you. God bless you. We can sit down. In Psalm 11, we're looking at verse 3. Psalm 11, we're looking at verse 3. It says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? As we look at that question, the answer that comes into your mind, which is the answer that comes into the mind of many, many people that read the Bible, is that there is nothing that can be done. Want to look at the Word of God tonight on restoring the falling foundation of the righteous. Restoring the falling foundation of the righteous. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, the restorative prayer of the righteous. The restorative prayer of the righteous. Join with that, the restorative prayer for the righteous. You will pray, and then prayers will be said for you. Every prayer that is prayed here tonight, by you, by me, by us together, every prayer is going to be answered. The restorative prayer of the righteous. Number two, the redemptive power of the righteous. Join with that, the redemptive power in the righteous. There's a power that works on you. There's another power working inside you. And tonight, there'll be a combination upon your life, within your life. There's going to be an explosion of power tonight in Jesus' name. Walking from outside, walking from inside, the redemptive power in the righteous and of the righteous. Number three, the reassuring promises for the righteous. The reassuring promises for the righteous. We come to number one, the restorative prayer. Remember, you think about your foundation, and if those foundations are destroyed, if those foundations are falling, every falling foundation, every destroyed foundation in your life, in your family, is going to be restored tonight in Jesus' name. 1 Kings chapter 13. In 1 Kings chapter 13, we're looking at verse 3. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent. Every altar of idol in your family will be broken tonight. Every altar that the evil one has raised up, and through that altar they're trying to destroy your life, all those altars will bring them tonight down in Jesus' name. And the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. Everything they burnt on that altar. And they thought they were burning your person. They were burning your business. Or they were burning all your inheritance. All those ashes are poured away tonight. Because a restoration is coming upon your life. In verse 4, and it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which he cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up. Every hand stretched out against you for evil will dry up. Every hand stretched against you for destruction will dry up. All those hands that the adversaries and the enemies are stretching against you, they go to a corner, they go to a shrine, they go to the bush, they go to the forest, they go to the riverside, they go to the mountainside, they mention your name or they mention whatever, you know, your family. And then they stretch hand towards your direction, towards the home, against your life. Those hands are dried up tonight. So that he could not pull it in again to him. Any hand that is stretched against you, against your success, against your victory, against your goodness, against your joy and happiness, against your vitality, and against your fertility, against your childbearing, against the goodness of God in your life, they are dried up in Jesus' name. In verse 5, and the altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God and pray for me. They'll come and ask for your prayer. Those people that thought they could destroy you, every step they take in trying to destroy you, they'll see that they are destroying themselves. And eventually, they might go left, right, west, east, anywhere to seek relief. They'll come down to bow down before you. So this king said, pray for me that my hand may be restored again. Let me push that king aside. Let me come to you now. That I'm going to pray for you. Anything that is withered in your life will be restored. Your paralyzed legs will be restored. Your withered hand will be restored. Your eyes that has gone out of function will be restored. Your brain that is not functioning anymore will be restored. And your spirit, your soul that is dried up, and it appears nothing is working anymore. You're almost like a carcass. You're almost like a dead man. You are restored tonight in Jesus' name. And that woman over there, you are pregnant, and it appears the baby inside you is dead and dried up. I speak life to that baby. Come alive in Jesus' name. And so the man of God in verse 6, and the man of God besought the Lord. And the king's hand was restored again and became as it was before. you will recover everything. In Job chapter 22, Job chapter 22, I'm reading here from verse 21. Job chapter 22, we're reading from verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Peace has come. Thereby good shall come unto thee. From tonight, after this special program, anywhere you turn, good shall come unto you. Anything that you imagine to be good, anything you call good, a wife is good, a husband is good, a job is good, progress is good, success is good, triumph is good, overcoming is good, and being happy is good. Everything you call good, health is good, prosperity is good. Good shall come unto you in Jesus' name. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his word in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. There's no doubt about it tonight. Thou shalt be built up. There's no doubt about it tonight. Your life that has crumbled will be built up again in Jesus' name. Where there is no joy, joy will come. And where there's no victory, victory will come. All your children, look at your children one by one. This one is dropping out and that one is dropping off and that one. All of them, I bring them back together. They'll be built up again in Jesus' name. I lay my hand on this, they'll not allow you to succeed. I lay my hand on that, they'll not allow you to succeed. And then you're meeting with block walls and stone walls everywhere. All those walls of partition, all those walls of disturbance, they fall down tonight before you in Jesus' name. All you need to do, return to the Almighty. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. And thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. All those iniquities, they are gone in Jesus' name. Then it says, and then shalt thou lay up gold as dust. Prosperity has come. The gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Umbrella upon your head. Everlasting arms under your feet. All around you is a wall of fire. The Almighty will be your defense in Jesus' name. And thou shalt have. Tell me. Plenty of silver, you'll have enough and to spare. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. Your prayers are answered tonight. Your prayers are answered tonight. He says, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows, and thou shalt also decree a thing. Thou shalt decree a thing. You will not beg, you will decree. You will not plead, you will decree. You will not cringe, you will decree. There'll be the courage of the king and the boldness of the king and the power of the king and the authority of the king. As you stand to pray tonight, you will decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. All those messengers of darkness, I drive them away from your life. All those messengers of darkness, forces of darkness, power of darkness, I drive them away from your family in Jesus' name. All the darkness, you know, in the night you see darkness, in the dream you see darkness. Anytime you are thinking it's always darkness, when you close your eyes, it's like the darkness is going to swallow you up. Light shall shine upon thy ways. Restoration is coming upon you tonight in Jesus' name. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, We're reading from verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. It's not only Nebuchadnezzar that they call a king, there's another king. And it's not only even Jesus, King of Kings, they call king. If he is King of Kings, he is the king with a capital K. And then he is the King of Kings. There's a king over there. There's a king over there. Another king over there. Another king over there. Any king here tonight? I said, any king here tonight? How about the queens? Any queen here tonight? Tonight, your word will be the word of a king. Anything coming out of your mouth tonight is the word of a king in Jesus' name. And it says, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Let me show you the kings. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, verse 6. Revelation, you are the king is talking about here. You are the king is talking about here. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. It tells us, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us. Do you know God loves you? Unto him that loved us. Yes, he loves you. And he washed us from our sins in his own blood. He has shed his blood for you. He washed your sins away. If he has not done it, just tell him. He specializes in doing that. He rejoices in doing that. Just say, you're the Lamb of God. You're my Savior. You're the final sacrifice. You're my Lord. I give my whole life to you. It's dirty as dirt can be. It's defiled as defilement can be. But you are the one to wash me. And the moment the hand of Jesus touches you tonight, all your sins are washed away in Jesus' name. Look at verse 6. And he has made us kings and priests unto God. He has made us kings and priests unto God. Make it personal. Instead of us, me. He has made me king and priest unto God. Say that again. He has made me king and priest unto God. Say that again. And where the word of the king is, there is power. Where your word is tonight, there is power. That power has come already in Jesus' name. And the prayer you pray tonight, the prayer I pray tonight, the prayer we pray tonight will be a prayer of restoration. Where there is blindness, sight will be restored. Where there is lameness, paralysis, health will be restored. Where there is HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis, or incurable disease, healing and health will be restored in Jesus' name. Where the deafness is there, there's no hearing, hearing will be restored in Jesus' name. Where there is failure, they were going to restore success in your life tonight in Jesus' name. And where it appears, you know, there's a person there, you have a hole in the heart, and when you walk a little bit, it's like you're going to pass out. Strength is going to come. The Lord is going to make that whole heart, the hole in the heart, is going to mend everything. Your heart is restored tonight in Jesus' name. You know, the person over there is like, you know, your kidneys, your belly is already big. It's because your kidneys are not functioning. And to go to toilet, there is a problem. There's a restoration on those kidneys tonight. Restoration is coming tonight in Jesus' name. Because he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I come to number two, the redemptive power. Redemptive power, redemptive power of the righteous. The redemptive power of the righteous. I want you to understand that the righteous has power. The presence of the righteous oozes out, manifests, shines forth power. And as the Lord has made you righteous in Christ, because everyone that comes to Christ, there's a great transaction. There's a great exchange. the Lord gives you his own righteousness, where you give him all your sin. And you just stand there before the Lord. It's like you're doing business with the Lord. There's a great transaction. And the deed is done. He died for you on the cross. He bore your sins already. And it's as simple as, Lord Jesus, I give all my sins to you. He says, yes, I get all your sins. I take all your sins. I've taken the punishment of your sin. I've taken the pollution of your sin. I've taken everything, the power of your sin away. And then, in exchange, he gives you his own righteousness. Tonight, you are righteous. I said, tonight, you are righteous. Now, there's power in the righteous man. In the righteous woman. Redemptive power of the righteous. Look at Genesis chapter 18. In Genesis chapter 18, I'm reading from verse 23. Genesis 18, we're reading from verse 23. And see what the Lord is saying about the righteous. Verse 23 tells us, and Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? The answer is no. The answer is no. If there are wicked people around you and destruction is coming upon them, and you remain with the righteousness of Christ within you and upon you, you will not be destroyed with them in Jesus' name. The calamities and the disasters coming upon the wicked will not come upon you that has the righteousness of Christ. It goes beyond that. Look at verse 24. Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. He's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom was very wicked. Gomorrah was terrible. They were wicked people in Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the city Abraham was talking about. He said, peradventure thou, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein, that be far from thee, to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked? That be far from thee, to slay the righteous or the wicked. If you are righteous, whatever is coming upon the wicked will not come upon you in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes you come from a large family, and they say that, you know, your forefathers many years ago, they did something, and because of what they did, a curse came upon the family. But now you came to the Lord Jesus Christ. You gave your sins to Christ, and he gave you his righteousness. Because of that spiritual transaction, you became righteous in the sight of the Lord. Now you are singled out in your extended family. You are righteous, but the rest of the members of the family, they are wicked. And then some people will tell you that because of what happened many years ago to your forefathers, great-great-grandfathers, because of what happened at that time, that the curse in the family is upon you and upon your siblings. No, if you have come to the Lord, you have become righteous. Look at that verse again. That be far from thee, to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. All those things happening to the wicked people will be far from you in Jesus' name. God makes a distinction, a separation between the righteous and the wicked. Then it says, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find a Sodom of all places, a wicked city, a violent city, an immoral city, a defiled city, a city that the cup of the iniquity was full, and yet, in spite of that, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. I will spare the whole of the city, wicked city, because of those righteous people. Why don't you do some calculations? Let's say, for example, that all that Sodom and Gomorrah, let's make it very small. Make it like 50,000. And then God said, if I find 50 people there in the city of 50,000, then I will spare the whole of the 50,000. 50 and then 50,000. That means 1 to 1,000. That means if there are 1,000 wicked people, and you are the only one that is righteous there, in the ratio 1 to 1,000, 50 to 50,000, because of you, God will spare the rest of the people in Jesus' name. But you know what the people are telling us? Those who say, they talk about deliverance, they tell us that if you are a righteous person, and then you have 5 other wicked people in that family, because of their wickedness, they say that is why you are going through what you are going through, that the oppression is coming upon the whole family. Even though you are born again, they say that your spirit is born again, and Jesus Christ is taking care of your spirit, but your body, your brain, your business, everything concerning you, they say because you are part of the 5 people in that wicked family, that is why all these things are happening to you. They got it wrong. It's the reverse. Because you are righteous, your righteousness will protect you and will protect them. Give me a good amen there. And Abraham in verse 27 answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which I am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for the 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak, peradventure there shall be 30 found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 20's, for 20's sake. Understand, the righteous are already preserved. The righteous are already protected. And the Lord will not do to the righteous like the wicked, like he does to the wicked. But Abraham was not pleading for even the wicked because of the righteous people that are there. As you are here tonight, and let's say maybe somebody there is not born again, and then we have somebody is standing by your right hand side is born again, the other one by the left hand side is born again, the one in front of you is born again, the one behind you is born again, and you are the only one there not born again. That's unfortunate, but you are going to be born again tonight. I say you'll be born again tonight. And then some people will say that because of that one solitary individual that is not born again there, they will say that one wicked man, that one unrighteous man will spoil and destroy and neutralize the prayer of the 5 righteous people around. No, you got it wrong. It's the other way. Because of those righteous people around you there tonight, mercy is coming upon you. Because of those righteous people sitting around you there tonight, miracle is coming upon you in Jesus' name. Their righteousness will transform the wicked. It is not that the wicked will transform the righteous. And we have the righteous here tonight. And I believe something good is happening here tonight. Because of Jesus and because of the righteousness that's imparted, imputed in our lives, miracles are happening here tonight in Jesus' name. Verse 32, and he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet, but this once, peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. We're talking about Sodom, wicked Sodom, violent Sodom, immoral Sodom, defiled Sodom, and yet 10 righteous people, God said, that's enough, that's enough. You understand that when you are cooking your soup, and then you have pepper there, you have this, you have this, you have a lot of ingredients there, and you want to put salt, the volume of salt, the quantity of salt, is not like the quantity of all the other things. Salt will be the maybe the minimum of the of quantity that you put there, and yet that salt will influence every other ingredient in that soup. That's the righteous man is the salt there. We are the salt of the earth. You are the salt in your family. And because of our presence in the family, we're going to arrest every process of corruption, every process of destruction in your family in Jesus' name. There is a restorative power. We're looking at 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. And I'm reading here from verse 18. 2 Kings chapter 2. And we're reading from verse 18. I need to tell you the background here. Here is Elisha coming to Jericho. And long ago, Joshua had placed a curse on anybody that would build up Jericho. And that curse came from the time of Joshua in Joshua chapter 6. And then it went on and on and on because somebody built Jericho again. And the curse that Joshua had placed on the building of Jericho, that curse began to take effect. Look at this now in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 18. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? And the men of the city, that's Jericho, came unto Elisha. Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant. Good buildings there, beautiful scenery there. The situation is pleasant as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a cruse of salt. And he put salt therein. Bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. Listen, here was Jericho, a whole city. The water was bad. The water was killing people. And they couldn't do without drinking water. And as they drank the water, no matter what purification system they had, the poison was still there because it is coming from a cursed fountain. The fountain and the foundation of that city had been cursed, and they were dying. And there was no prosperity. There was poverty because they said, look at this in verse 21. And he went forth unto the spring of waters and cast the salt there, in there, and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters. The waters in your life healed in Jesus' name. The spring in your life healed in Jesus' name. Whatever, you know, Elisha did not say, let's go to the foundation, let's go to the cornerstone of the city of Jericho. Let's dig it up. That's what people are telling you. They say, you go to the village, and then you go to the town, you go to the house where you came from. Because they said, there is something in the foundation of that house. And because of what is in that foundation, you dig it up. And when you dig it up, then they will give you the things to say or the prayer you will read. And when you read this, if it is in this direction, read it 3 times. If it is like this, you read it about 7 times. And if it is this or this, you read it in the night when everything is dead quiet. They say that, you know, the prayer of 8 o'clock in the evening is weak. The prayer of 9 o'clock is a little bit stronger. Then they say that when it is dead night, 3 a.m., and then when everything is dead quiet, and then you dig up that thing, and then you say this and say that. Elisha did not have to do that, and we don't have to do anything like that. Many people, because they don't understand, they go through a long, long process, and then they go through many, many days. Here there was no fasting. Here there was, you know, no kind of pressure they put upon themselves. Just bring a cruse and put some salt there, and they gave it to Elisha, and then it says he poured it there. He said, I have healed these waters, and there shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. No more death. No more premature death. No more barrenness in Jesus' name. Verse 22, so the waters were healed unto this day. You'll come back with your testimony. According to the saying of Elisha, which he spake, it has happened. I said, it has happened. We're looking at number three now, is the reassuring promises for the righteous. Reassuring promises for the righteous. The Lord is assuring you tonight, there is something happening tonight that never happened before. There's a miracle coming your way tonight that never came before. And it reassures you. It tells us in Psalm 125, Psalm 125, Psalm 125. It says from verse 1, day that trust in the Lord shall be at Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. You are trusting in the Lord, you'll be like Mount Zion, which will not be removed, but you abide in Jesus' name. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Verse 3, note verse 3, look at verse 3. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. As you think of Egypt, Moses had a rod. But you remember, the magicians of Egypt had rods too. And with those rods, they did evil. Those sorcerers and astrologers, astronomers of Egypt, they had their rods. And with those rods, they did evil. But tonight, all the wickedness that the wicked man could conjure, could bring forth from his rods, will not come upon the righteous tonight. All the rods upon your life will say, they are swallowed up in Jesus' name. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Let the righteous put forth their hand unto iniquity. That the assurance the Lord is giving us. Isaiah chapter 50, chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54. I'm reading here from verse 11. Isaiah chapter 54. And we're reading from verse 11. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. I will make thy windows agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders shall be pleasant stones. All your borders pleasant stones in Jesus' name. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children. You are concerned over any child of yours tonight. We'll bring them back to the very center of the provision and the mercy and the love of God in Jesus' name. The power of the Lord will arrest that child. The child that has been giving you sorrow of heart, that child from tonight will give you joy and happiness in Jesus' name. In righteousness shall thou be established. You'll be established. You'll not be moved here and there. All the things that have tried to shift you and to move you, everything will come to an end tonight. And thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt be far from oppression. The Lord will take oppressors and oppression far away from you. They'll be so far, you will not see them. They'll be so far away, you will not feel their power. They'll be so far away that the area of their magnetic circle will not reach your own area in Jesus' name. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for my sake. Whosoever from the village, whosoever from the forest, whosoever from the river, Mami water spirit trying to gather up against you, and they come to terrify you in the night, and they show you all those dreams, and they show you the river, they show you the water, and they say, we are the people, don't look any other direction, we are the people troubling you, tonight I come against them in Jesus' name. They shall fall for thy sake. Now verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. The righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Because of that, Isaiah 41 verse 10, Isaiah 41 verse 10, Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Tonight, I am with thee. The Almighty is with you. The Omnipotent One is with you. The one that never lost a battle is with you. The one that drowned all the magicians and chariots of Egypt in the Red Sea is with you tonight. And the one that turned all the curse of Balaam into blessing, that God that turns curses into blessing, is with you tonight in Jesus' name. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a sin of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you. Help has come. Stand up in your inheritance. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. The Lord says, I will hurry up and do it. I will hurry up and do it. I will hurry up and do it. Your miracle is running. Your miracle is running. It's running towards you. And your miracle is getting to you right now. Your deliverance is picking a race. And that deliverance is running towards you right now. Your inheritance and your healing and your deliverance and your miracle running towards you. Running towards you. I will make haste. I will make haste. And I will do it. I will do it. A change has come tonight. Victory has come tonight. Triumph has come tonight, and it is making haste. It is getting to you now. It is getting to you now. It is getting to you now. If you are blind, sight is coming to you right now. If you are lame, strength is coming to those legs right now. If you have tuberculosis, healing is coming to you right now. Anything you need, incurable disease is vanishing away right now, because the touch of the Lord, the miracle of the Lord, is running and running and running towards your direction. It is coming. It is coming. It is coming. It is coming. Victory is coming to you. Success is coming to you. Healing is coming to you. Miracle is coming to you. Fruitfulness is coming to you. It's coming right there. It's coming right there. It's coming right there. It's coming right there now. Let it come. Let it come. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Blind eyes will soon open. blind eyes will soon open, and the lame will soon rise up and walk, because the miracle is running your direction. Power is running your direction. Authority is running your direction. It is coming. It is coming. It is coming. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Power, authority, miracle, deliverance, dominion, coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming right now. The Lord is doing it right now. Welcome that miracle. 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 Miracle is coming my way. Power is coming my way. Authority is coming my way. Childbearing is coming my way. If there's sin in your life, give your sin to Jesus and receive the righteousness of Jesus. And receive the righteousness of Jesus. Let that exchange take place right now. Let that transaction take place right now. Let that exchange, miracle, miracle, healing, power. There's a person having mental problem there. You are getting healed right now. All that insanity is vanishing away right now. There's somebody over there, they chained your legs. You can remove the chain now. Sanity is coming. It has come already. Your miracle is running towards you. Your miracle is running towards you. And it has come. It has come. It has come. The one that has the sore for a long time and the thing has not been healed, bringing out spores, is drying up right now. And the one that has the problem in the anus, the Lord is healing you right now. He's healing you right now. Power has come. Power has come. There's somebody there with deafness in the ear. The Lord is opening your ears right now. That miracle is coming your way. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there right now. It's running your way. It's coming your way. Miracle. Miracle, authority, and power. Anointing, there's anointing here tonight that breaks every yoke. There's anointing here tonight that breaks every yoke. The fellow that has arthritis over there on your knees, arthritis is going right now. All the arthritis is gone now. All the arthritis is gone now. You can raise the leg, you can move the leg. You find that all the pain is gone. The Lord is touching you right now. He's touching right now. You tell the Lord, I receive my miracle. I receive my miracle. I receive my miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Your miracle has come already. Your deliverance has come already. And that healing has come already in Jesus' name. Tonight is not just for a few people, not just for one here, two there, three there. Tonight, you have your own share. You have your own miracle. And whatever it is you need tonight, I'm going to pray now. When you hear that final amen, if you are blind, you just open your eyes. When you hear the final amen, the goiter there on your neck, you look for it, you'll not find it anymore. When you hear the final amen, the hunchback will go in Jesus' name. When you hear the final amen, you are in the wheelchair, the power will come to you right there. You get up and then you can begin to walk. When you hear the final amen, you can tell that person that has deafness, the ears will be already opened in Jesus' name. And of course, he has touched your business, he has touched your family, he has touched your wife, he has touched your husband, and you will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Just raise up your hand. You know your miracle is running towards you now. Your miracle is running towards you now. Your miracle is running towards you now. And at the final amen, you know it is done. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because of the assurance you have given us that the rod of the wicked will not fall upon the righteous. The calamities of the wicked will not stay, will not abide upon the righteous. All the sicknesses, all the infirmities, all the barrenness of the wicked will not fall upon the righteous. And therefore, I bring all your people before you here tonight. Deliver them in Jesus' name. Lord, I bring everyone that came here as a sinner and as they transfer their sins unto Christ, give them your righteousness now in Jesus' name. Let the joy of salvation come to them. And let the assurance of salvation come unto them. I pray, O Lord, that peace that passes all understanding will come in their hearts right now. Forgive all their sins in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, deliverance for everyone. Deliverance for everyone. All the people that have felt they were under a curse, under a yoke, right now, I send for the word of deliverance unto you. I send the arrow of deliverance away. Be delivered in Jesus' name. All that yoke, I destroy the yoke. All the weapons of the devil, I destroy the weapons of the devil. And all the calamities that have been upon your life because of the curse and because of the yoke, I remove everything right now in Jesus' name. Lord, let the horizon be clear. Everything that is dim, everything that is dark, everything that is being in confusion, everything that is easy in their lives, clear up everything right now in Jesus' name. Remove the veil from their spiritual eyes. Lord, now I pray for that person having insanity. I command the spirit of insanity, that madness, come out in Jesus' name. And I command that epilepsy, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those people that have the goiter or hunchback or any swelling in their leg, any part of the body, any hernia, that swelling, you have no right to be there anymore. Already, I destroy you. Already, you are withered. Already, you are dead from the root. Come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray those who have tuberculosis or those who have HIV, AIDS, an incurable disease, I send the healing virtue of the Lord upon you right now. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Be set free in Jesus' name. You are healed in Jesus' name. The person that is having the arthritis over there, I command right now, arthritis, vanish away in Jesus' name. All the pains in the joints, I command right now, the pains will vanish away. All the stiffness in the joints, vanish away in Jesus' name. I pray for that person that, you know, the mouth brings up, brings forth a terrible odor and people are trying to avoid you. It's even causing you your work and your profession. And I command that odor in the mouth, come out in Jesus' name. I'm praying for that fellow there. You're an adult and you're still waiting in the bed at night. I'm commanding right now that man, I say, be healed in Jesus' name. And the woman on this other side, you that is still waiting in the bed at night, I command right now, be healed in Jesus' name. The fellow that has the kidney failure over there, I pray the Lord will touch your kidneys right now. And those kidneys will come alive. Those kidneys will function very well. And I pray that freshness will come in your body in Jesus' name. The hole in the heart of that child right there, I pray, Lord, you touch that heart. And the hole in the heart, you do a creative miracle right now. Mend that hole in the heart in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for everyone here, miracle everywhere. In every hall, miracle. Brothers and sisters, miracle. Young people and campus people, miracle. Children's section, miracle. Outside, miracle. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, anywhere, everywhere now, miracle in Jesus' name. Confirm it in every life. Confirm it in every life. Confirm it in every life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Check up yourself. You see the miracle is right there. Check up yourself. Check up yourself. You were blind before. Now you can open your eyes and begin to see. And when you see the miracle, just shout, praise the Lord. And we're here to rejoice with you. You are paralyzed, or maybe your hand was withered, leg withered. Now you can stretch it out. Miracle has come there already in Jesus' name. And then that person there that has a swelling in your body, if you check it up now, the swelling is gone. And you can say, praise the Lord, we rejoice with you. And the fellow that has the mental problem, if you are the person that brought him, speak to him now and see that everything is normal. And then we can rejoice together and praise the Lord together. Check up yourself, check up yourself. The miracle tonight is, you know, miracle galore, as they say, everywhere, everywhere. Praise the Lord.
My name's Adokas Chukudi. I came right away from Akoko Edo Afema region just because of this program. This child has been passing one problem or the other since I gave birth to him. The problem started with convulsion. From convulsion, he was admitted to private hospital, to general hospital, to teaching hospital. At the end, they referred me to UPTH at Benin. They said something has wrong, it has affected his brain. And since then, he has a particular sign, he will taking that side, the next thing is to fall. If you look at his face, it was disfigured. I said, when they said this program, I said, I'm coming down to Lagos. I want to come and attend this program in Lagos. Since I came, I'll be lying him down with foam there. Cannot stand up. When he stand up, within a second, he will fall. But when the man of God was praying, I believe, I said, God, I'm not going to take this chair to Akoko Edo like this again. That I want people to hear and to see the God that I'm serving. When the man of God prayed, he started running up and down. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah! Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus.
My name is Blessing Edet. I came all the way from Plateau State, Jos. I'm here to testify to the goodness of God in my life. First of all, I want to thank God for the salvation of my soul. Secondly, I want to thank God for what God has done in my life. It all happened on the 25th of November when I woke up with the symptoms of stomach pain. So I don't know how the pain comes about. I went to the hospital. They keep on saying different things. I was tired. So I decided not to go to anywhere. I now decided to go to my pastor. They prayed for me, yet I don't have any faith to believe their prayers. A lot of people prayed for me, but yet, to the extent I had to go to my state pastor. When I went to my state pastor, I complained to him. He asked me what was the problem. I told him. He said, okay, what you need now is a new one. I said, yes, sir. They said, your kidney is having problem. I said, yes, sir. And what else? I said, sir, they said I'm having sickness like cyst ovarian cysts and appendicitis and urinary tract infection that I cannot even know. Then he said, because it was a Monday Bible study when I had our JS was preaching, he said, if you have any problem and you go to the hospital and the hospital do not know what to do with your problem, go to your local pastor and let them call him on phone, and only on phone prayer you will be healed. So I went to my state pastor and he called GS. And when he called GS, I was fortunate to speak with GS for the very first time of my life. And I spoke with him on phone. And he asked me, how is the problem like? I told my GS. And he prayed for me. Even though he prayed for me, the pain was still there. I said, since it's my GS that is praying for me, God, this man is an anointed man of God, that he honor his word in my life. And it was done. Praise the Lord! I could not even stand. I could not even do anything with a kidney problem. I was not even be able to do anything. When I came to over here to Lagos, I was still having the abdomen pain, but the kidney pain was gone. I still go back to the hospital. I checked. They say, madam, you have cyst ovarian. I said, okay, what is the solution? They say, I'll take drugs. And when they gave me the drugs, I bought the drugs. When I took the drugs, I'll be having pain all over. But since I came, started with headache, and the headache called me because I could not even stand. But God said, blessing is your own time. And I received the healing and the headache disappeared. And it now came about poaching. I said, God, what is this? I was poaching. When I went to the hostel, the leaders there said I should go to the welfare. I said, I will not go. Because I believe this poaching is all the sickness in my stomach is now washing away. I will not take any disease. I will not take anything from it. And behold, it was done. What the doctor said I should not eat, even the supermarket, they were like looking at me. Each time I'll go to buy ice cream, I'll buy anything that contains sugar to take if I will have the pain. But the pain was not there. And I went to the hospital, I checked, they said nothing is wrong with you, your kidney is okay. And I give the glory to God Almighty. I said, his name be glorified in Jesus' name.
Oruko mi ni Ganiyu Oyenekan. Mo wa lati number 1 Ola Ore Street Mafoluku Oja Kini pata keri mi ni waju eyan omo Olorun ni asale yi eri mi ni pe lati bi odun meta seyin ese mi otun ati ese mi osin o nfe ro to je pe o ma ro mi nigba miran koni se rin rara titi wa di asale yi ṣugbọn ni asale yi nigba ti baba n gbadura fun wa ati kini ati keji be ni mejeji si loku to lagbara ikeji ni pe bi ese ina bi o se n dun mi to oju mi mejeji ati totun ati tosin mejeje oriran daada ṣugbọn ni asale yi nigbati baba n gbadura fun wa atotun atosi mejeje lo ti riran e ba mi olorun logo.
Praise the Lord. My name is Ayla Taiwo. I want to give glory to God for what He healed me today. Since I was born with a leg deficiency. That's my right leg was shorter than my left leg. And I've been to hospitals. They said, let's start surgery. But they said I should not do the surgery now. I should do it maybe like next two or three times due to some complications or whatever. Well, I came here this night. When pastor started the message, just hearing the title, that's when I became expectant. Then during the prayer, I really prayed, and I told God that pastor should mention my case 2 times, which he did. And then that was when I was really sure that I was healed. And then just looking at my knee, you could see the difference, that's this one shorter than this one. And then after the prayer, I raised up my skirt. I saw that they were equal. I told my twin sister to... I told my twin sister to see me while I walk. And when I walked, she said I was okay because I limp when I walk. Because that's the only difference they even used to differentiate two of us. I limp when I walk. But I just give God the glory that I'm fine and I'm healthy.
Praise the Lord! Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Short leg grew out. Short leg grew out. Short leg grew out. And the two legs are now the same. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My name is Brother Adedu from Mapodu Garage District in Oshodi Group of Districts under Old Oshodi District. Until about 2 years ago, I had no problem with health. My testimony is based on healing and health. I had no problem, but about 2 years ago, I just had to have some pains here, very, very excruciating. The last time it happened, I shouted in the house, and people were saying what was wrong. I went to the toilet, put some water, but the thing persisted. I had to travel to London, and when I got there, they tested me and said, you have no problem. It's a question of wear and tear of old age. I rejected it because I said, Moses never started his ministry until 80. And I'm not yet 80, so I rejected that one. So I rested, I came back. By September 5th last year, the thing reoccurred again. I started to walk half bent, and it was a terrible experience. And we tried all we could. We arranged to go to India. But before then, the program in January started, the Miracle and Revival program. I came here, I was in Honai, when the man of God prayed. I kid into it that I've received it. But the travel to India was what made this testimony very striking. It was a few days after the Miracle Revival program here. So I went there, and I believe that, you know, already I've been touched. So when I got there, the doctor that attended to me, the surgeon, said within 5 minutes, he said, you don't need any surgery. Praise the Lord. So I then asked from him, I said, what next? He said, well, to be able to convince you, you go for tests. I did 17 different tests, and the result was perfect. And that was how, through the prayers of the man of God and my brothers and leaders in the district and the group, that is how I got healed without any surgery. Praise the Lord.
Jesus has done it. Jesus has done it. Jesus has done it. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Yes, he rejected it and it was rejected. Reject that evil, it shall be rejected in Jesus' name.